In just a minute, legendary anchorman Bill Curtis, that's a trademark, legendary anchorman Bill Curtis, stoops to a new low and reads some silly poems in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, many of us spent the last 2 weeks glued to our TV sets watching the Olympics, and it shows because, according to experts in Britain, the average viewer did what over the course of the 2 weeks?
Gained weight.
Yes, exactly right. While Olympic athletes were wowing us with their prowess in what the Brits called the Olympic Fortnite, we were sitting on the couch winning gold medals in the Taco Bell Crunchwrap Fortnite. Overall, the average viewer, according to the study, gained 4.2 pounds over the course of the Olympics, whereas the average viewer in London, where the games took place, gained 5.2 pounds because being closer to people exerting themselves makes you hungrier by osmosis. Maybe the marathon runners tossed them donuts as they ran by. We don't know. You know what this is? This is what happens when you use the Olympics as a chance to play eating games. Every time Michael Phelps wins a medal, you eat. Every time Bella Caroli's mustache appears on screen, you eat. But what killed us all was the rule, whenever NBC shows beach volleyball, you have to unhinge your jaw.
It was some of the interviewers.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that Michael Phelps did poorly in that first race so that he would not have to talk to that blonde woman by the pool. She's awful. She's terrible. And by the way, they just finished doing their thing. You know,
so Racing, or leaping, or whatever.
So their hearts are pounding, and they're being asked stupid junk. Like, what were you thinking? You know, and they're. I was thinking kick. Paddle, 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 paddle.
You know, you have a limited understanding of the hurdles.
Luke, not that anyone should be worried, but scientists in Japan are reporting that the meltdown of the nuclear power plant in Fukushima has had an unexpected side effect. What?
It's not worrisome, though. It's just unexpected.
Yeah, it's a little strange, but they say there's no real danger from them.
Butterflies?
Yes.
I knew it.
What kind of butterflies?
Awesome butterflies. Are they glowing or something?
Yes,
are they
they're
luminescent?
Mutant. They're mutant butterflies, Luke. They're mutant butterflies. Is that thunder? Why is the house shaking? Oh, it's just the enormous mutant butterfly. According to scientists in Japan, butterflies exposed to radiation have been sporting a variety of new mutations. They're offspring are even weirder. But no fear, the butterflies pose no threat to humans. It's the mutant caterpillars that are the problem. Just, you know, imagine the kid's book, The Very, Very Hungry Mutant Caterpillar. On Monday, he ate through an apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through a human being. But he was still hungry. Run! Paula, Merriam-Webster added new words to the dictionary this week, including this one, which you can officially drop. What?
The F-bomb.
Yes, the F-bomb. The phrase F-bomb is now part of the dictionary with new words like earworm, man cave, mashup, life coach, sexting, brain cramp, and bucket list. Here's the question. Why are these words in the dictionary? Who hears the word F-bomb and says, what's that mean? Let me consult Merriam-Webster. Oh, I see.
Some people need to know how to spell it.
Now, these words have become common enough to be recognized by Merriam-Webster, but they still may be a bit unfamiliar to some people out there. So we thought we'd have Bill Curtis right here read a few sentences that incorporate the new words to help those people out. So Bill Curtis, take your manager on.
I had an aha moment when I realized I could do my sexting from my man cave. I'm going to drop an F-bomb on the next person to say, that's on my bucket list. Don't listen to that new Black Sabbath, Rebecca Black mashup. It gave my life coach an earworm that was a real game changer.
Go Curtis, ladies and gentlemen.